Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where nothing is more important than feeling good. Sign up to vote for your favorite new co-host through www.lawofattractiontools.com to be redirected to the vote site. Stay tuned for an exciting hour of fun and laughter through the Law of Attraction. Well, hello. Welcome to another segment of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Julie Johnson from beautiful Southern California.
Hello, I'm Elise Payne, and I could make you guess from my accent, but it's too easy to tell that I'm from the great state of Texas. I live in Fort Worth, and tonight I'm trying out to be the next co-host on Law of Attraction Radio.
Great. Welcome, Elise. So glad to have you on the show tonight.
Thanks, Julie.
It should be really a lot of fun because tonight we have Lisa Williams, who is president and CEO of Williams Research Incorporated and the author of the book Leading Beyond Excellence, which is based on the Law of Attraction. She left a multi-million-dollar endowment as professor to follow her joy. How about that? I mean, that's what you call brave. That's just wonderful. And she's going to talk to us tonight about how leaders can lead through the Law of Attraction. And this is very, very exciting for me. So I'm really tickled to have her on the show tonight.
Yeah, she seems amazing. Her clients include Walmart, Polo Ralph Lauren, Abbott Laboratories, FedEx Freight, National Institutes of Health, American Dietetic Association, and Centers of Disease Control. Are all these major corporations learning about the Law of Attraction?
Oh, boy, wouldn't it be great if they were? I mean, that is just fantastic. You know, leadership and the Law of Attraction sometimes have conflicting messages for me that I just don't understand, like to lead or to go with the flow, you know. So I've got a lot of questions that I've been waiting for weeks to ask Dr. Williams. But before we get to her, let's start off by telling people about you, Elise. I know that you've traveled around the country doing seminars and Law of Attraction workshops, and you are a Theta teacher. What exactly is that?
It's Theta.
Theta, thank you.
And it just refers to the Theta brainwave. And the classes I teach are about Theta are really all about creating your own reality, and they blend well with the classes I teach on Law of Attraction.
Oh.
Yeah, the technique teaches the mind how to connect to the Theta brainwave in an almost instantaneous manner once you master it. And it becomes easy to release limiting thoughts and beliefs. And my favorite part about teaching Theta healing is that it empowers the individual to claim their own connection to Source. And the Theta brainwave is a space of no resistance.
Hmm.
So while you're connected to this brainwave, people are able to manifest 80 to 90% of the time, which is tremendous.
Wow. They're able to manifest change in their lives.
Yes.
They can improve their lives.
Yes.
And change old thought patterns.
Yes.
Wow. That's
right.
Cool.
And it's nothing magic. Everyone has a Theta brainwave.
Yeah.
And everyone goes in and out of it all the time. But with this technique, you learn how to consciously connect and channel it. And some people will spend years, you know, learning to enter Theta by doing deep meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Other people will experience it as lucid dreaming. And the other people experience it when they get those little goosebumps, when they just know something is the truth. That's all created with the Theta brainwave.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah, so it's a really beautiful technique, and it allows the individual to tap into the creative space by conscious choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also have been a seriously fun student of Law of Attraction for at least 12 years. And as soon as I began reading about creating my own reality, I immediately had beginner's luck, and it stayed with me.
Oh.
So I guess that means I'm still a beginner after 12 years, which is the perfect space for allowing all possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when I first began using the principles of Law of Attraction, amazing things happened in the areas where I had little or no resistance. And that developed my faith in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And friends would often say that I was their good luck charm because when we were together, good things happened.
Mm-hmm.
I even had some friends who began to relay stories saying, I just had an Elise moment, which was pretty funny and quite a compliment, I guess.
Yeah.
But it meant that Law of Attraction had worked in their favor, and it thrilled me because it meant they were beginning to believe in the magic and goodness of their own lives.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, and I always think law of attraction works in our favor. So sometimes we have to teach ourselves how to appreciate everything in our reality as our creation.
Absolutely.
And that's a big stumbling block for some folks.
Uh-huh.
Once we begin to understand that, then we are being blessed in every way. We open ourselves the opportunity to fine-tune our focus.
In other words, be glad with all the contrast. Be happy with the contrast. Everything is good.
Everything that shows up is a blessing.
Right, right. I agree with you. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about Elise during the after show. And believe me, there's a lot more to Elise that you will, absolutely be thrilled at. So for those of you who have downloaded the show, stick around to find out more. And just a reminder on how to vote, go to my website, www.lawofattractiontools.com, and click on that great big icon that says Vote Here, which will redirect you to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio Yahoo site. Now, just go to the polls and vote for Elise. Or if for some reason you can't get to the Yahoo site, which really is much better, much easier, but if you can't get there, go to the host page here with Blog Talk Radio and click on the show notes that say Elise and leave a comment that says, I vote for Elise to be the winner. And there you have it. There's how the voting is. So, anyway, let's go ahead and talk about our week and what experiences we've had with the Law of Attraction. Elise, have you anything you want to share with our listeners?
Yes, Julie. I had a really great experience on Monday at Reagan National Airport.
Mm.
Yes, airports do respond to the Law of Attraction.
Oh, yes.
I was flying standby and knew that I needed to be at the airport at least 2 hours before the departure.
Uh-huh.
And the entire day was a comedy of errors. One delay after another, but I was in the zone. Nothing bothered me.
Mm.
It was almost like watching a comedy, knowing that the ending was going to be okay. I knew I was going to the airport. I knew I was flying home, and there was just no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the delays, I arrived at the airport about 90 minutes rather than the 2 hours. And I thought, okay, that's doable. And the lines were extremely long, and nobody was around directing traffic. So I chose the only line that seemed obvious to me, and it was long and barely moving. I was in it for about 45 minutes. When I was finally about fifth in line, I looked at my watch and thought, I have about 45 minutes. I thought, well, okay, I wish someone would come help me. And then in less than a minute, a woman appeared, and she asked to see my itinerary. So then she said, oh, you should be in this other line. So she grabbed my paper and led me to another line.
Mm.
And this line was longer than the one that I had just gotten out of.
Oh, brother.
So my inspired action was to ask her, are you really sure this is quicker? So this lady took my paper, keyed me in, and said, now you'll be able to make your flight. And, I mean, that just was like, took less than a minute. So then I took my bag to TSA and hurried downstairs to go through security. And I promise you, this was the quickest security line I've ever been through, probably 60 seconds. And the TSA agent even told me to have a wonderful day and addressed me by name.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart was saying, I certainly will. So then I rushed to the gate, and they were already boarding the flight. And this time it was 30 minutes till takeoff. And I went to the ticket agent booth, and there was a man standing in line. And they only had one ticket agent, and she was busy boarding the passengers. So I asked the man if he thought he was going to get on the flight. And he told me he was canceling his ticket due to a family emergency, and said, you can have my seat.
Mm.
Well, so then I took that as confirmation from the universe that I will be on this flight. So finally, they had completely boarded the flight. The agent comes over, cancels the man's ticket, and just kind of ignored me. So I asked her, I said, will I be able to board this flight? And she says, there's no way you're getting on this flight. It's full. So then I asked her if my name was on the list, and she looked and said, yes, but there's no way you're getting on this flight. So I closed my eyes and thought, I really want on this flight. And about 1 second later, the phone rang, and she handed me a boarding pass. And she said, someone in Dallas really likes you. That was Dallas, and they said to put you on the plane.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm doing the happy dance. I'm so happy. I thought maybe one of my good friends had been monitoring the flight and put in a word for me. So I was sending deep appreciation and love her way. And then when I got home, I called to thank her, and she said, I did not make that call. So I don't know who made the call, except that my angels were involved. I only know that I knew without doubt I was flying home, and I really wanted to be on that flight.
Wow.
And part of the answer is also there was no fear to the outcome because I knew there was always another plane.
Yeah. Yeah, you knew that there was another way, but at the same time, how terrific. That is a great story. I love that. Wow. Well, you know, it seems like a lot of people have been having those little small irritations or contrast moments because I've been noticing a lot of people this week, the last week, that's really wanted to laugh. And I on the list, I've noticed a whole bunch of comments from one of my favorite teachers of the Law of Attraction, Abraham.
Yeah.
They put a quote on there that says, you know, laughter is a great relief. Anytime you laugh, there is a release of resistance. And I'm just thinking, yeah, that is so true. I just love to release any way I can. I love to release through laughter. And like I said, I've noticed hilarious, funny jokes flying around on all these lists all over. So at least I've got one for you. I've got
great.
A funny joke for you.
Great. I love
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, get ready here. Two brooms were hanging in the closet, and after a while, they got to know each other so well, they decided to get married. So one broom was, of course, the bride broom, and the other one was the groom broom. The bride broom looked very beautiful in her white dress, and the groom broom was handsome and suave in his tuxedo, and the wedding was just lovely. After the wedding, at the wedding dinner, the bridegroom leaned over and said to the groom broom, "I think we're going to have a little whisk broom." "Impossible," said the groom broom. Are you ready for this one?
I don't know.
Brace yourself here. The groom broom yells, "Well, we haven't even slept together."
Oh, no.
I thought that was cute. It has nothing to do with Law of Attraction, but I just thought, okay, well, if it makes somebody laugh, that's good enough for me. But we better bring Dr. Williams out before we lose any listeners over that one. So why don't you bring her on out?
Okay, Julie. Well, it's great to welcome Dr. Williams. She is a respected researcher and award-winning speaker. Dr. Williams is the president and CEO of Williams Research Incorporated, the author of the book Leading Beyond Excellence, which is based on Law of Attraction. She left a multi-million dollar endowment as a professor to follow her joy.
Mm.
In fact, her accomplishments include the highest honor bestowed upon a faculty member, an endowed chair. Upon receiving this award, she said, "This is like receiving the Academy Award for faculty." And actually, Dr. Williams has been given this honor not once, but twice in a span of only 3 years.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Additionally, she was the first female to hold a multi-million dollar endowed chair in her field, the first African-American female to graduate from the Ohio State University's Marketing and Logistics Department, and the second woman in her discipline to become a full professor.
Wow.
Major corporations and President Clinton's Commission on Critical Infrastructure Protection have sought her advice.
Wow.
She left the security of this position and moved to San Diego, which is one of the most expensive markets in the United States and most beautiful.
Yeah, I'll say.
When she moved to San Diego, she had no family or job there, but she felt a huge calling. And in a little over 3 years, she has created two successful businesses, married an amazing man, and created a life where every day is like being on vacation. Welcome, Dr. Williams.
Well, hi, Dr. Williams.
Hello. Thank you.
We're so glad that you could be with us today. I mean, this is truly an honor. You are such an accomplished person. I mean, this is just fabulous.
Thank you, Julie.
Dr. Williams, you are a scientifically trained academic. How did you discover Law of Attraction, and how easy was it for you to accept Law of Attraction and the soft spiritual stuff?
Ooh, Elise, that is a brilliant question. It took a while. I mean, being trained and very much steeped in hard work, you know, no pain, no gain, sacrifice.
Right.
I mean, I lived my life that way. I was virtually hospitalized once completing my doctorate because I hadn't slept or eaten in 3 days.
Wow.
I mean, I was extremely focused on the action. But what led me to discover law of attraction is when my action was no longer supporting my goals. I couldn't work hard enough, long enough, or good enough to achieve the goals, and more importantly, to feel good. I wasn't feeling good. I had all these accolades, and inside, I was unhappy.
Mm.
And action couldn't get me to that happy place. It was when I relaxed into what I call, Connie calls the qualities of God, and relaxed into allowing law of attraction to create my life for me.
Mm. Wow. So how did you discover the law of attraction? How did you get there? How did you release all of that so that you could be a happier person?
I learned that life, basically, Julie.
Yeah.
Life is a wonderful teacher.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes the hard way, though.
Extremely. And at the time, I was not a fan of contrast. What was happening is I had these huge contrast things showing up in my life, and they were making me very unhappy. And I was I had gone through a divorce, and that was incredibly difficult.
Then
became a single mom of a little boy, and that had its own hardships with it. And then I had gone to school all these years and, you know, developed this mindset and these degrees, only to sit alone in my home with a small child, mounds of responsibility, and feel that I couldn't go on.
Yeah.
And there really was a part of me that really contemplated just ending life completely. You know,
yeah.
It's like, if this is what it's all about, I follow the way that they told me, go to school, get a good education. Well, I did that, you know. Then they say, wait, marry the guy of your dreams. Well, I did that. You know, and I sat there miserable thinking, well, if this is the way life is supposed to be, I don't want this.
Yeah, right.
I really don't want it. And it's only because I had a small child that something said, wait a minute.
Yeah, you got to stick around for the small child.
Exactly. You got to stick around for him. That's when I went in search of another way. And in that searching, I found the true essence of Source and where Source was, where this high energy spirit vibration located, which is not in the clouds looking down on me.
Not separate from you.
Absolutely. And when I learned that this power is within me and that it is all power, and that when I am in alignment with that, all of my dreams come to me effortlessly and joyfully. So I discovered it by living life and having these hugely high contrasting experiences, so much so that I was contemplating just letting this life experience go.
Huh.
Wow.
Wow. So you didn't read any books or anything, or did you read, like, everything you could get your hands on?
Well, at that time when I first discovered it, I wasn't reading anything. I mean, I was really just trying...
To survive.
Yeah, Julie.
Right. Hey, I can identify. I know exactly what you're saying here.
I'm just trying to make it from one day to the next.
Yeah.
But I did find a church which was new for me. It was called Unity.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Unity really saved me, because that's when I discovered that there was a power within me, and that this energy I had been calling God that I thought was up in the sky looking down and was going to punish all these people that were so mean to me. When I discovered that is a loving spirit and energy that resides in me, I learned that through Unity.
Yeah.
From Unity, then I did start reading books by Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, and that's where I stumbled, if you will, upon my first Abraham encounter. We had an Abraham meeting at our church, the Unity of Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh,
and there were probably about 10 of us that met in one church member's living room, and we watched an introductory VHS tape of Abraham. And that's where I first saw Jerry and Esther. And then I started reading books, and I subscribed to the tape program, and now I'm still a member of the weekly CD program. And I have many, many DVDs of Abraham, too. It has changed my life. Completely.
Mine too. Great Abraham and all that. Actually, I started with Unity too.
Oh, did you?
Yes, in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then just even in San Diego, they have a wonderful one. I bet you we probably are members of the same one. Anyway, to get on to, because this then leads into, you've developed leadership trainings.
Yes.
And you speak on the corporate world. I mean, I'm really curious. How are they, what are you trying to convey to them, and are they willing to hear any of this?
Amazingly, yes. They are very open to hearing because, they, you know, law of attraction is at work again. The people who are attracted to me are those that are successful, as I was, and still know that there's something missing in their life. They don't know yet what it is, and more importantly, they don't know how to get there. But they know it's they have this goal, this belief that there's something better. They just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And that was the same driving energy of force that drove me to do the research that I did to try to show that spirituality could be practical in one's personal and professional lives. So I then started going around doing research because I was a quote-unquote scholar, and that's what I did.
Right.
So I went around, and I talked to CEOs of major corporations like FedEx, Freight, and Walmart. I talked to military generals, people you wouldn't think, you know, believed in law of attraction.
Yeah.
And from all of that research, I then comprised a model, which I call it sphere of influence, okay?
Uh-huh.
But basically, it's law of attraction.
Oh.
How wide is your sphere of influence? Is it short, small, and very close to you? Or is it very wide, far-reaching, and even internationally, a planetary? You see?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's brilliant.
When I talk to the executives, I use sphere of influence because they can get that and they can understand it. It's not foreign. In the book, though, I call it law of attraction, and I say the basis of the sphere of influence is law of attraction.
Uh-huh.
So they're extremely open to it because what they know that they may not be able to put their finger on is there is something that attracts people to them, that attracts situations to them. You know, they understand that there are no coincidences, but they don't know what it is and how it works. And I'm here to show them what it is and how to use it so that it works towards their goals.
Wow.
So they're very open. It, you know, to talk to executives gives, well, I love talking to everyone, but it also mm-hmm. gives me a great joy because business has such a huge impact and influence over society.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are employees in the company as well as the products and services that are provided that really affect everyone.
Yeah.
And so by being able to talk to leaders about how to basically develop themselves into a more spiritual being so that they can consciously create using law of attraction is my life's purpose. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Wow. How have you seen that filter down through the corporate world when a leader takes your teachings? How is that then manifesting throughout the company?
Ooh, Elise, it's amazing. They make different choices about the products. They make different choices about how to market. They make different choices about how to treat those that work closely with them in the organization. It permeates all aspects of their lives.
Wow.
You know, they now no longer make a decision for their plant in, say, China that they wouldn't do here in the United States. They understand that it's a oneness. There isn't a them and an us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all one. And as a leader, what it is and how it is that I am thinking affects all. It's like when I talked to them about being, you know, enlightened self-interest. Sam Walton used that phrase, enlightened uh-huh. self-interest. It means, yes, I'm going for what makes me feel good, you know, and I'm going unabashed about that.
Yes.
But it's enlightened where I'm not trying to take advantage of you. For me to feel good doesn't mean that I have to beat you down and make you feel bad, that we can both win at this together.
Wow.
And I think that there is an innate part of everyone who wants to achieve that goal, where you are living joyfully and allowing others to live joyfully as well. So the Abraham teachings fit beautifully into corporate culture. Some people are more ready and open to it than others.
Right.
And I have examples for people depending upon what level of openness or acceptance they are.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what would happen, I mean, with the corporate world if the leaders all started, well, not even corporate world, what, you know, even the government, what if all the leaders could start practicing the concept of law of attraction? How would it change everything? I mean, we would be a kinder and gentler. Everything would be, I mean, it would change everything, wouldn't it? Thinking, wow!
Julie, it would be a tremendous change. But now this is the thing we have to keep in mind.
Okay.
That even the leaders, whether they're government or leaders of your own home or leaders of a corporation, we are all practicing law of attraction. And that's what
right.
I let them know. We're always practicing it. The question is, are we practicing it consciously or unconsciously? That's really the question. And so what you were hitting on, Julie, was brilliant, because what if everyone starts to practice law of attraction consciously?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally different world we would have.
Yes.
Totally different. Wow.
Totally different.
And
yes.
That could happen so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about when you're in a leadership training for the corporate executive, you know, here's that thing that I just don't understand. How can you be a leader and still go with the flow? Or how can you take the path of least resistance? I mean, it seems to be a conflict with each other. How do you be a leader and lead and at the same time, you know, take the path of least resistance that we're taught to do? So I don't understand.
And, you know, many executives ask the same question, and it requires a refocusing of what going with the flow means.
Okay.
Many times, or in mass consciousness, what going with the flow means is going with the mass, going with what other people say we should do. What I try to educate them or teach them a different way is going with the flow is going with your own flow, going with your own alignment, that when you have a goal and a desire and you are in alignment with that, where there is no resistance, that every time you think of this goal or this process or whatever it is that you're wanting, if you think of it, how good it feels, how good it will feel, and you can actually feel that vibration, that's going with the flow. When you do that, then what appear to be opposition disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no opposition when you are in total alignment. There is only support. It is very much like the story Elise just gave us. You know, there were no, when she was in alignment with what she wanted, even though the rest of the airport or, you know, the person in the booth was saying, "No way, girl, you're not." That very person turned into being the channel that helped her achieve her goal of getting on the plane.
Yeah.
It's the same thing working in a corporate environment.
So
once you are clear, others see it too. It's that sphere of influence that happens. They see you do it. They're like, wow, they're so committed. I can feel it. Whether they're consciously aware of that or not, innately they recognize it. And whatever resistance they had, it wilters. It goes away, and they become a part of that flow, Elise, that you were talking, or Julie, that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
so that leader changes the tide of the flow, to answer your question. They're not trying to just go along with what has been done or what is being done, but as the leader, they actually lead. What a novel idea.
right.
create the flow.
That is so incredible. So office politics, then, if you're a leader and the politics that get involved, you are the one that you're attracting that. So you've got to totally change and be in that zone so that you can effectively stop and not attract that to you, correct?
Correct. Couldn't have been said beautiful. No, bet. That's beautiful. Because once you are in alignment, then gossip doesn't come near you. It's that sphere of influence. How far does your influence go out? It goes out very far. Those people that want to create dissension or gossip or a lower vibration won't come into your world. They'll be non-existent to you and to your team and your effectiveness.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Oh, wow. I wish you were there. Have been around for many, many years, because there's a lot of places that I work that could have used you.
Well,
and me, especially me, because I realized that I brought on half those problems. I brought on all those problems myself.
We bring them all on, and we don't know it.
Right.
We don't know. Once we realize that we are bringing it on, we take responsibility. And then the great part of it is recognizing I can change it.
Right.
That's the empowering thing, and that's what I tell leaders. You are not a passive participant in this process. You are the active creator. And a leader has, like all of us, we have an innate desire to be in control and in the power of our lives. And when someone says, you have the power to change this, change how you're thinking about it, change how you're seeing it, how you're thinking about it, how you're feeling about it, and watch the tide change, watch the flow go in agreement with what you're wanting.
Wow.
It's powerful. It is powerful, and people feel it from the very essence of their being. They know that it's true.
Wow. Excellent. Okay, well, let's hold on here. I want to do this fast commercial to give everybody the phone number of where they can call so we can start opening up the phone lines. So let's hold on.
You are listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you have a question for our guest tonight, call in at 718-508-9405. Again, that's 718-508-9405. Or send me an email at julie@lawofattractiontools.com. Now let's get back to the exciting attraction in action.
Okay, we're back, and you know, Elisa, I know I've taken, this is so fascinating to me, I'm sorry, but I know I took some of your the questions, but this is just so fascinating because I used to be CEO of Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
And so I was, these are things that have I have always wondered, and especially since I'm out of the corporate and out of that way of life. Now I look back and I'm wondering, wow, you know, I could have done that totally different and been and life would have been so much easier.
You know what, Julie? I do the same thing because I was a professor, but I had an environment of people that I worked with. And the thing that I'm realizing every day is that, yes, I could have did it differently had I known now what I know, had I known then what I know now. But the thing is, I did it perfectly then, and so did you.
Oh, yes, you're right.
We're always doing it perfectly based upon the level of our conscious evolution at the time. We're always in perfect position, saying and doing the perfect thing.
We couldn't have done it different. We didn't know.
Exactly.
Well, I do have a question. For preparing our children for tomorrow's workplace, how can we start instilling in them to prepare them for the corporate world using the law of attraction?
You know what? Empowerment. Self-empowerment. I have two boys, and I work with them on a regular basis looking for those teachable moments, number one. And then number two, we set aside time where I do exercises with them, very much like I would with some of my executives, meaning one of the things that I think, Elisa, when you introduced me, said that I create my life so that every day is like living a vacation.
Yes.
And that's exactly true. And I first created that by doing a treasure map where I took pictures of ocean sides and mountains and sand and beautiful little homes, cottages, and said, I want to live every day like I'm living on vacation. And I look at my life now, and that's exactly what I've created.
Wow.
So for my boys, I teach them that they have the power. Yes, you can ask mommy or daddy for something that you want, but the real creator here is you, that you create. Like one of my sons wanted a camera, and I said, okay, let's create a treasure map for this camera. So he took pictures of cameras and he wrote captions underneath it. And then we did that January 30th. Within 45 days, he had manifested a camera for himself. That is so much more powerful than me saying to him, hey.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
You can do this. Now he sees for himself how powerful he is as a creator, as using the law of attraction.
So he can take what he learns today and that vision board or the treasure map and actually apply it to his workforce when he gets in. He can apply it to college. He can apply it everywhere.
Absolutely. And I have them apply it for school. They're in school now. So it's the same because once they understand that they create their environment, it's not the teacher, it's not the principal, it's not their classmates, but it's them that's creating it. Once they go to college and then subsequently into the business world, it won't be, oh, my competition, my employee, my assistant, you know. They will know, it's me. I am creating this by the way that I'm thinking and feeling about this. I know I have the power to change it.
Right.
And so it's very much at least like I do with my executives. I give them experiential exercises, one, to show them who they are, and then secondly, to show them how to use this law of attraction and their power to create the lives that they desire.
Huh. Wow.
And kids are so natural at it.
They are. But, you know, very quickly they start to buy into the separation and me not, you know, I don't know that. I don't know how to do that. And that's why it's important for us to redirect them back inside so that they can determine and know that they are the power.
Right, right. So the executives are not having a hard time with accepting the responsibility of their actions?
No. You know what, Julie? When I first started out, when I was leaving the academy to do this, I really was fearful. I'm going to be honest. I was thinking, wow, they're probably not going to accept this. This is so high spiritual, you know. And I kept thinking that many people thought I probably had flipped the bucket because I had left this, you know, incredibly lucrative and powerful and status-driven position to go off on my own to a place where, like I said, I had no family, no friends, no business contacts, nothing to come to San Diego where I was going to create this business. So I thought people would be resistant to it too. But what I found is they're not at all resistant to the knowing. They know it. They know that there's something more. They know that the way that they think about something affects how it shows up. They know that. It has not been confirmed for them. They've not been supported in their knowing, and they haven't been giving the additional detail to how it all works. But innately, they know that if I wake up in the morning and feel good, my day goes better.
Oh, yeah.
They know that birds of a feather flock together, if you will. They know that. They can't explain it because they don't understand law of attraction and the scientific background for that, but innately, they do know. So I come along, and I share with them, really give them ground and definitions and, if necessary, scientific proof for what they already know deep within themselves. So they are very accepting of it. I was the one, thinking of law of attraction, I was the one that first had to accept that it was acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be, once I got it, the leaders fell in line easily.
Do you think that's because you gave them permission with
yes,
your concept, your teaching?
I think so, yeah.
So what are some of the corporations out there? Can you name any that are applying the law of attraction? Well, they're all applying it.
I was going to say,
but how many are actually accepting it and living by the principles of it?
When you say, you mean how many of them are doing it consciously?
Yeah, like is Walmart doing it?
Walmart is doing it. To kind of segue to another section, let me just say this. We have, in addition to having Williams Research, we also have a publishing arm called EPI Books, and we primarily publish children's books, positive, uplifting, law of attraction-oriented children's books.
Ooh.
And Walmart is our biggest purchaser of
really?
Our books, and they love the book. They love the content, and they really get it that we need to find a way of providing positive. It has an impact on the way people's lives are lived. So they really do get it. They get a lot of negative publicity, too, but that's contrast.
Yeah.
And they really do understand the position they have to positively affect the lives of individuals, and they don't take that lightly.
Wow. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
It is good to know. And I will say this. I'm sure you've read horror stories about working with Walmart and that has not been my experience at all. Our experience with Walmart has been exemplary. They have been a wonderful company to work with. And
well,
that is law of attraction at work.
Yeah, and I know the controversy surrounding them is that when they move into the area, they take over the mom and pop. And I you know, that's where it is the controversy. But it, again, maybe that contrast is actually giving the moms and pops something else to concentrate on, where they need to be going so that they can compete in something else.
I was going to say, and we don't hear about this story, but there are many mom and pops that appreciate Walmart coming into the area because when Walmart comes into the area, law of attraction brings much more people and money into that community.
That's true.
So now, if you're a mom and pop, you have the high consciousness, you understand law of attraction, you know that you can create more business, it comes in. It's like Harry Potter right now is, of course, a major book. And what it does is that it actually increases the sales of other books. So every time a Harry Potter book comes out, all book sales increase.
Mm. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, law of attraction.
Mm. How wonderful is that? Wow.
Well, that goes along with the concept of feeling appreciation for everything, and then it just you're attracting it also into your space.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So how long have you been doing your own publishing company?
We have had the publishing company for 3 years now.
Wow. And so how many books do you have for children's books?
We have at this point, that's an excellent question, because we have like 7 story books and we have about 11 coloring and activity books.
Wow. And can you just buy them from Walmart or can you buy them from other places?
You can buy them from Walmart, but you can also go into a Toys R Us or a Kmart and buy them as well.
Wow. Okay, so for all the parents out there, you want Law of Attraction books for your children, you've just received your answer that you have been asking for through this show. I'm thrilled with Dr. Williams giving everybody the information that they've been wanting. And this will really help them get their children on track.
And that is how we feel as a company. We do feel that we are an answer to the questions and the desires of parents and aunts and uncles, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are looking for something, yes.
Oh, and so grandparents.
That's what we try to do at EPI Books.
How wonderful. Do you have a long-term goal of doing it other books besides the children's books?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We want to move. We actually have some adult books out as well.
Oh.
Yes. It is our goal is to transform minds or transform readers one mind at a time. That's our goal.
How wonderful.
We want to transform them by helping them to understand the law of attraction and how wonderful life can be once you know how to create it deliberately.
Mm. Mm. How wonderful is that?
That is our mission.
E-P-I.
And it's so much fun. E-P-E, E as in Ed, P as in Paul, I as in India, books.com.
And that's in San Diego, too?
Yes, it is.
And does that have a separate website?
It does. It's epibooks.com.
Good. And I didn't know that, so I'm going to put it onto the host page, too, because I don't think people realize that they can go there. Can they go there and to purchase the books online?
You can send me an email, and someone in our organization will take care of you.
Okay.
You can also order them from Amazon.com. But, yes, we do have a sales at epibooks.com, and we will get the books out to parents and interested people.
Oh, great, great, great. And do you think that soon maybe the schools will actually be using these books or something similar to educate the kids in the classroom?
That is our desire too, Julie. We actually give books away to schools to help support that. So if people also know of a school that could use some books for children that are, again, positive, uplifting, let us know. We'd love to do that. We do it in our local area here in San Diego. But obviously, I'm sure there are other school districts around the country that we are not aware of.
Oh, fabulous.
What age range do these books cater to?
At least they go from 2 years to 8 years old, and then we're moving into what we call the tween market, which would go from like 9 years to the preteens, like 12 years old.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. How terrific. This has been so informative. I've just loved it. Now, just for our listeners, Dr. Williams and Elise are all personal friends of Connie Chandler, who has been a guest on our show. But, again, it's just like it's all coming. You can just tell by the love and the vibration of these people. It's just incredible. And these are the winners, I consider, in life, that these are the people that you learn from, and this is how you're going to just uplift yourself, keep on going, because you're getting it from the right blocks of information that makes it all easier.
It is so easy. If I have one thing to say to people, I have gone through that fear place when I was leaving a secure job with guaranteed job and salary for life and moving into the quote-unquote unknown. It was by far the best decision I have ever made in my entire life. My life looks amazingly different than it did before, and I live every day complete joy. I'm always trying to find better words to describe how good life is. I go from grand to great to exquisite to wonderful to fabulous. because that's how good life is, and that's how it was meant to be. It wasn't meant to be filled or wrought with struggle and sadness and depression and heavy work action. It was never meant that way. We were taught that that's the way to success. I'm here to tell you, someone who used that method, that's not the way. You work for the inspiration and the joy that comes from the physical activity. The real work is done in our thoughts and in our consciousness and accepting the goodness that life is. When we accept that, then law of attraction does backflips in giving us better and better things. So life just keeps getting better and more exquisite and more fabulous.
By every second, isn't that great?
Yes.
But let's go on. You said you made that move.
Yes.
And that had to be very, very scary. And I know a lot of listeners out there have experienced the dramatic change. So what are the steps to keep you from getting or from really attracting that fear?
Ooh, that is an excellent question. This is what I do, and this is what I do all the time, still now. I still do this. And this is, I figure out what it is that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go there. I mean, I go into every angle, every aspect of it. How good does it feel? I am there. What am I seeing? What am I wearing? What are they having on? We're laughing. We're giggling. Where is it? I just go there in virtual reality as clearly as I can. Then another thing that I've started doing is just sitting in a quiet place. Someone could call it meditation, but I just sit in a quiet space, and I say a mantra. And it can be, depending on what the issue is that I'm dealing with, it can be, I am more than prosperity, or more than prosperous, I am prosperity itself.
Mm.
I am joy. I am peace.
Oh, yeah.
And I breathe that. And that just reminds me that I am all of it. There is nothing out there. There is no success for me to try to reach out there. There is no prosperity for me to go to out there. It's all within me. And then I can actually feel through my body a rippling sensation of the vibration of that essence throughout me, which confirms that I am peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that just confirms it, because I can look outside and say, oh, there's prosperity. It's in this new account, or it's in, you know, that percentage of book sales. But it's not. Prosperity is within me, and it's a feeling, a vibration, and a knowing within me. And to go to your question, Julie, of how did I make the transition, I realized that I needed to do something because I said I was very unhappy. I didn't just jump up and do it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had to grow in consciousness and in knowing. And about a year of constant work, probably more like 8 months in constant work, I began to know that I was successful wherever I went, that it wasn't the degree that made me successful. It wasn't the position and the title that meant I was success. That's who I am.
Absolutely.
So I could be, you know, working at McDonald's, or I could be the CEO of a major corporation. I would bring the success with me. I don't go to it. I bring it. I am it. And when I really knew that, the fear dissipated.
Wow.
Because I wasn't afraid of something out there disappointing me. Well, what if I move out there and the bottom drops out? Where there is no bottom to drop out, because I am the prosperity. And that comes through work. It comes through exercises like those two. It comes through doing treasure maps and watching it appear. It comes through being very attentive to your world and watching the things that show up. And it comes to, more importantly, watching your feelings, watching your emotions. How am I feeling at this moment? How am I feeling? Is this feeling good to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ooh, yay. Good. And then I continue to pump myself up into that good feeling vibration. If I say, how am I feeling at this moment? It's like, you're not feeling too good. Then I switch my thoughts to a truth thought that makes me feel just a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a huge chasm jump, just a tiny step. And that little tiny step that makes me feel better shifts my day and my point of attraction into something that I'm really wanting.
Hmm.
And it's a moment-by-moment process. You never get there, and you got it. And that's what I tell my executives. You know, people look at me or other people and they say, oh, they've got it. And I said, it's a moment-by-moment work. And by the work, I mean it's a work in our thoughts. It's a work in recognizing how we're feeling every moment. We don't get it and have it forever. You know, it's a process.
Right. Wow. So what other techniques do you do for your executives? I mean, do they understand about the guidance system, their inner source of where they can get the answers?
Absolutely. They do. And I tell them that, you know, I give them many examples throughout keynotes and throughout counseling sessions or coaching sessions, as well as when I'm doing, you know, hands-on training sessions. I'm packed full of examples. And so I give them examples and then from there say, let them know that there is no secret to anyone's success. There is no secret. The success principle is aligning with the desire, feeling it real, if you will, knowing that it is already within you, and walking in that very presence. That's the key.
Wow.
There's one example that I give people that really helps them to recognize who they really are. And I will have them, and your view or your listeners can do this too, is write down 3 or 4 people that they highly respect.
Uh-huh.
They can be living or dead. They've met or never met. Write the names of those people. Then list out 3 or 4 qualities that you really admire that this person has. And do that for each of the 3 or 4 people that you've listed.
Uh-huh.
After you've done that, you will determine, or you'll see, law of attraction, that there are similar traits among all 3 of the people. It just happens that way. Then circle the similarities. And then I tell them a story, which I don't have time, you know, here to go into, but I give them this really good story. And bottom line, it I say, if you can see something, that means it exists within you. So the fact that you have identified these qualities that are similar among all the people mean they exist within you, meaning you are those qualities.
How cool is that?
That is way, because it's an aha moment.
Yeah.
You know, if you said, oh, I respect so-and-so because they're prosperous, or I respect them because they're fun, or I respect them because they're really bright and intelligent. Well, guess what?
Wow, that's part of you. Wow.
That's exactly who you are. The only thing is they developed that quality, and you now can start to develop it. And that's what my book, Leading Beyond Excellence, is all about. Every day there are 10-minute exercises for people to do to develop that inner knowing that they are what they desire.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, Donald Trump.
Yes.
He is quite successful.
Yes.
Is he using the principles of the law of attraction? I mean, is he aware that what he's putting out, he's getting?
He is. You know, I've seen him do some things differently recently with this Rosie thing. But But if you listen to Donald Trump, Moses, when he's creating something new, if he's creating a new building or something, he'll say, it's the best thing you've ever seen. It's going to be top-notch. It's going to change lives.
That's right.
He's always extremely positive on what he's creating.
Absolutely.
Yes, he is using the law of attraction consciously.
Fabulous. And as did Sam Walton, as everybody else did.
Absolutely.
That has really been successful in life. They have been using it. And they use the higher vibration of thinking to attract that to them. They know they have to be the positive. You cannot attract wealth or anything when you're in the negative flow of things, can you?
No, you cannot. It is absolutely impossible. It goes against the law. It cannot be done.
Okay.
And anyone that you see that's successful, whether they're conscious of it or not, meaning whether they know the terms of law of attraction or not, they are using it.
Exactly.
Every successful and unsuccessful person, by the way, is using it. The thing we want to do is look at those that have learned to use it constructively and creatively to create the life they want. And every time that you're looking at them, they are stating what they want. They are believing that it is possible for them to have it. They are feeling it, knowing that it is possible for them, and they are walking in that knowing. They're doing that. You know, whether they know the terms or whether they know the creative process, they are using it.
Wow. Wow, that's really an eye-opener, isn't it? I mean, I can just imagine those executives after this training by you
have just got to walk out of there thinking their whole life has changed,
you know,
that they don't have to go out there and break their backs. They don't have to work 80 hours a week. They can just learn a different, more fulfilling way of life.
And they do. And the emails that I get back from people saying, you know, this is what's now happened with my life. This is what I've now created. This is what I'm now doing. It's so uplifting because they really get it.
Yeah.
And even at the end of a seminar or end of a keynote, they get it. You know, it's like, there's another way. And I'm probably the best, billboard or spokesperson for it, because I did it the work way.
Uh-huh.
I really did it till I've jeopardized my health in many cases, jeopardized my relationships in others for the success that I was supposed to get through action. And I got it, and it was not fulfilling.
And another prime example where the contrast, had it not been there, you wouldn't have done anything to change.
I wouldn't have.
You would have accepted and just continued on being miserable.
Absolutely, without the contrast.
Right.
Contrast is my friend.
Yeah, and it needs to be the friend of everything.
Absolutely.
So of everybody. So they need to look at it in a very, very positive light, like Elise is saying.
I've started looking at contrast as simple variety. This situation has shown up, and this situation is what I want. I get to choose. Do I want to choose what I'm looking at right now, or do I choose to see something that's in my mind's eye, that's in my consciousness? That's my choice. And that's what contrast does. It presents us with a variety. And because of that, we get to grow, because we get to accept or want something we didn't know we even wanted before.
How wonderful. Oh, my goodness. That is just fantastic. I can't believe we're running out of time. I could sit here for another hour and talk to you. We're going to have to invite you back on, because I know, this is exactly what people in the United States especially want to learn, because it just seems like within the last couple of years or the last 20 years, working in the corporate environment has just been so detrimental to health and to the well-being. And what you're doing, Dr. Williams, is just shifting everybody up. And that's so wonderful. I can't thank you enough, because what you're doing is bringing wonderful results to all the people that I love and definitely in my life. So I'm just very, very appreciative.
And, Julie, I just want to say right back at you, because the work that you're doing with the Law of Attraction Radio is uplifting people and giving them a different way of thinking outside of mass consciousness. It is, you're doing planetary work, and I applaud you.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you so much.
Well, thank you. And, again, it was absolutely wonderful. I can't thank you enough. Elise, do you have any more questions before we let this wonderful lady go?
Well, I don't know if we have enough time. I was curious if she thinks this law of attraction will start being taught in the schools, like before it has to go to the corporate level. I know.
Beautiful question. And we can hold that in vibration and know that it is
yes.
a possibility.
Yeah, let's think it. Yeah, I mean,
let's think it and feel it.
Feel it. Yes, attend the schools next month.
I love it.
And again, for all of our listeners, if you know of a school that's in need of some of these books, you know, send Dr. Williams an email and suggest a couple of schools, and then, by my goodness, it's starting a whole new wave.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you again for being on with us today. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and as I said, we're going to get you on again real soon.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you, Julie. I would look forward to it.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, Elise.
It was nice to meet you, Lisa.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And for the listeners, stay tuned for the after show, where Elise and I are going to have a bit of fun. Hold on.
Thanks for listening to another segment of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Now, don't forget to sign up to vote for your favorite new co-host through the lawofattractiontools.com website. And just remember, life is just like Play-Doh. Mold it to match your desires. Isn't life just grand?
Wait, that was so cool. I just love Dr. Williams. Oh, could you feel the energy this lady has?
Oh, I know. Her voice was amazing. I just wanted to listen to her talk.
I know. Yes, absolutely fantastic. But, okay, we're in the after show now. And, hey, let's hear some incredible things about you. Let's, and you know what? I forgot to mention, before we get into that, I forgot to mention next week's guest,
okay,
which is Maria Gamm of Sabotage No More. And if you haven't seen the Focus movie, it's on my website, and she created this, and it's on my Inspiration and Hope page. And this movie actually gives you an incredible example of how to reach your goals, you know, by just removing the obstacles and keeping the focus. It's really, really great. So anyway, she will be on next week. And, you know, Elise, the law of attraction is really simple, but for some reason, we tend to make it more difficult than it really is.
Yes. We try to make life complicated.
Yeah.
We were taught that it was complicated. Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be.
No.
So anyway, why don't you go ahead and tell us some of the things that our listeners really want to hear about you.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing this time with me.
Oh.
As I stated earlier in the show, manifesting comes easily for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that because I want anyone to be jealous or hate me. I think it's one of the reasons that I am a teacher is because I easily allow these principles to work for me. And that other people see that and they're inspired to know that if it can happen for me, then it can happen for them as well. So one of my greatest manifestations is that I am a teacher of law of attraction and theta healing.
Right.
And the very fact that I engage in public speaking at all in my career path is funny because I used to be terrified of public speaking.
Oh, yeah, that is number one fear, isn't it?
Yes, I would have traveled many miles to avoid public speaking or to be on this radio show. I would have just run the other direction as fast as I could.
Well, I'm glad you resolved that issue.
Yes. Yes.
How did you do that?
I used different tools to release resistance. You know, it was just a process of emergence. My favorite tool is appreciation and gratitude. And that's just something I've been really doing that for consciously for 12 to 15 years.
Uh-huh.
I think I've always been a fairly natural appreciator. But it creates a space where I have a knowing that I am where I want to be at uh-huh. all times. And it's a knowing that this very moment is the fulfillment of my heart's desire because I'm here. And I trust that Source knows me better than I know myself, and Source knows my talent, and Source always has the big picture, and my well-being is always part of that big picture. So if I trust that, then Source opens opportunities that, you know, I haven't even begun to imagine for myself.
Ooh.
So it's a really a beautiful space to be. It's really that knowing has allowed me to release resistance. And when I do have resistance, it just shows up.
So is that the zone that you were talking about?
Yes. It's just a place of knowing that all is well because I'm always connected to Source. It's similar to what Dr. Williams was talking about, that
mm-hmm.
you are your success. You take that with you everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always connected to Source wherever I go. And that can never be taken from me. So once I've gotten really clear on that, resistance has started just melting out of my life.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's what, when I work with clients, that's the same type of thing I work on with them, is people who feel stuck. I kind of help them get unstuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll bring issues that when they tell them to me, they seem unfixable when I hear them. My logical mind is going, oh, no. But, you know, when I tune into Source, and then the unwinding begins. I help them tune into source.
Uh-huh.
And really that's the way I do my sessions. I want them to get clear and see that they have all the answers from their connection to source. It's not me. So we just get to a place where they start feeling peace and well-being with what is, and then we're able to see that there's a possibility that it could be different. So the issue will just either dissolve or it just transforms into something new. It's amazing the inspirations people will get when they release that panic or that block that says this will never change.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
they let go of that and say, well, maybe it could change, when they get that place, then all of a sudden the information, all the answers are there, and then it just starts flowing into them.
Mm. So yeah. How do they get to that place?
Well, it depends on what type of session I'm doing, but when I'm doing a theta session, mm-hmm. I get them into to get into the theta brainwave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really calm space. And it clears the mind. It's quiet. There's no mind chatter there. And it's just, you know, be still and know. And the answers just come in.
Hmm.
And when I'm working on people based on law of attraction, I use different tools. Mostly, the easiest way to say it is just see that something else is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as someone realizes that something else is possible, then they've opened that door.
Mm.
You know, when you're telling somebody this is the way it is, it'll never change. You know, you're giving your order to the universe.
Right.
And so you have frozen it in time. But then when you say, well, it's possible this could be different, or I don't know how it could be different, but it's possible, then you've opened that door. And the universe has everything we want right there. They have all the answers.
Oh, absolutely.
And then it just starts coming in because you have opened the door. You don't even have to know. You just have to open the door.
Yeah. One of my favorite sayings is, wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, that
wouldn't
works.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it allows me to start dreaming. Oh, yeah, son of a gun. Wouldn't it be nice this night that this happened? I just love that saying.
Well, one of my favorites is I just say it's possible. I always think about that movie, The Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, yeah.
The little boy was waving his arms going, it's possible, it's possible.
Yeah.
I can just picture that in my mind, and it's like my little trigger, you know, of knowing it's possible. And it just instantly reminds me that anything's possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. The fact that I'm a teacher is an example of law of attraction, because I left corporate America about 8 years ago, not really knowing what I wanted to do. I just had a deep knowing that I had to leave and pursue what my heart was urging. And that was led me towards doing healing work. And then I started doing counseling/healing work, and then now I'm teaching. And when I first left 8 years ago, I never would have even possibly imagined that I would be doing teaching or speaking. So when I first began this path, you could not have paid me enough money to speak in front of a crowd. But now you can.
Yeah, and there's no fear or anything in front of you, right?
No, not when I'm speaking about, you know, something that I hold in my heart. Now,
yeah.
I don't know that I could just get and speak about anything. But when I'm speaking about something that's true to me.
Yeah, that you're passionate about.
Yeah, that's part of my authentic self. Then it just, you know, it's just like I get up there and I just start talking and it comes out.
Wow.
And, you know, it's funny, I keep doing new things, and every time I go to a new experience, I'm like, this is really interesting. I'm actually doing this, and I'm not afraid, and it's just like an experience. Sometimes I kind of have to pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming, because it's so different from who I used to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I followed my natural path of joy, and it evolved into this.
Wow. How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
I know Dr. Williams mentioned the I am feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that is so powerful. I use that in my hypnosis, and it's on some of my CDs. But when people place their hand on their heart and they can feel the beat, and they mention or they say to themselves at every beat of the heart, I am, I am, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start feeling that inner connection,
mm-hmm.
like this awesome feeling just like completely enfolds you, and it is a magnificent. That's how I connect to my higher source, and that's how I have people connect to theirs through my hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Is it similar? Is that similar to what you do?
I don't have them repeat any I ams, but we connect sort of in, it's like a meditative state is what we do at first. We connect, and I just bring them to a space where they're breathing and they just feel peace.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is I go into the, when I'm doing the theta work, I go into the theta brainwave, which is just a meditative, everybody has the brainwave.
Oh, yeah.
And so the person just entrains with me, because what happens is it's like if you're at a concert or at a play, the entire crowd becomes entrained with what's going on the stage.
Exactly.
So they're not hypnotized, but our brainwaves, our brain patterns start go in sync.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm really clear and I go there, then they just go there with me. And for some people, that's all they need, just to experience that quiet space again and remember what that feels like.
Mm.
People will shift sometimes just from that. Sometimes people will just start spontaneously crying just because they feel so much relief and nothing's even happened yet. But they have touched that space in themselves, they always knew it was there, but they almost feared to believe that it really was.
Wow.
If that makes sense. So.
Huh. Well, as long as I've got you here, I just discovered that I have an email.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
From a girl, and you could help her answer this question. It's from Anne, and her question is, how can a friend or family member help a man who chooses to be a cheater and compulsive liar? What is it that they're truly trying to attack? What is their need, or what are they lacking?
So the question is, how can they help the family member who is doing it?
Yeah.
Well, I always say you work on yourself. You can't do anything for the other person, in my experience. So if someone in your family or in your life is causing you pain, then you go within and work on yourself, and things will begin to shift. I had that same experience with myself, with my children. They were the ones who were my greatest teachers. And when I got to a place where I released them from any responsibility for my own happiness or well-being, and I released myself from being responsible for their happiness and well-being, things just began to shift. They took responsibility for their own lives and started making different choices.
Because you didn't try to, you started working on yourself.
Right. I didn't claim to be their source. I didn't have to have their answers. I don't think we can ever fix anyone. And if we see them as needing to be fixed, then they sense that and they feel, okay, they find me as broken. If you see them as connected to source and you just trust that they're on their own journey and you say, okay, if this is showing up in my life, for me, when things show up that bother me, I say, how can I love this and how can I judge it less?
Uh-huh.
Because I know I'm just judging something within.
Uh-huh.
So I go within and I see what's bothering me. You know, why does that bother me? And I ultimately leave the responsibility to them. But with clients and with myself, when people make that shift in themselves, their outer world changes. It's like, you know, Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's...
Well, so what you're saying is that if she is becoming upset about this man who is choosing to be a cheater and compulsive liar, then perhaps that she needs to identify that within herself, if she's recognizing that?
I would have to talk to her, but I would go within and say, okay, why do I want to give him the power in my life to make me happy or sad?
Mm.
You know, if his actions, obviously if someone's being abusive or disrespectful, you certainly have the choice to not stay in that relationship. You don't have to engage with them. But as long as they're in causing you any type of emotional distress, then you need to find the peace within yourself, because your peace can never be taken from you. We give it away, but it can never actually be taken because we are always connected to source. And source is always connected to us. And every time there's a problem, there's always a solution, because I don't believe we live in a universe where the answers are hidden from us or only given to certain people. You know, we live in a benevolent universe where we all have access to every answer we need. every solution. Uh-huh. And so for me, when I step into that space and know that I don't have to know all the answers, but I know Source does.
Right.
I don't have to know how. I just know that it will be resolved. And I let Source, when I get to that quiet space, and I let my, that's when inspiration comes in, and those answers come that have always been available, but I couldn't hear them.
Mm-hmm. And you also said the key thing, too, is why are you judging?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, if you could hold that other person up higher, then you're going to increase your vibrations.
Yeah, it was like
well.
I said earlier, is when we judge something, we blame, guilt, shame, whatever, then it becomes frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're telling the universe, this is the way it is. Look at this situation, it's horrible. This is the way it is. How can I change it? Well, we're telling the universe, this is the way it is. So the universe says, this is the way it is.
Mm.
Now, if we can say, okay, universe, this is the way it is right now, but I'm sure it could be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's possible it could be different. You know, I choose for my response and my part of this to be different. However you want to word that, all it is when you can open that door just a little bit, and then Source, the universe, will bring the answers. And sometimes, like, instantly, it's quite amazing.
Wow.
It's just allowing that possibility to be there.
Mm.
And you know it's happened when you feel a bit of relief.
Right.
You know, when you're saying this problem is impossible to solve. And we all do that. We don't even know we're saying it. You know, anytime you feel stuck, there's probably because you're thinking it can't change.
Right. Hmm. Oh, well, I hope that answered, and I'm
so
sure
too.
It did. It answered mine.
Oh, good.
So I'm sure it answered Anne's question. But she probably had a little bit of fear about calling in and speaking before. Because speaking happens to be a very, very common fear, and it's okay.
Right.
That's very, very informative. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share with the group?
Well, I'm happy to share anything. I didn't know if you wanted any stories about manifestation. Or...
Sure, give us a story about manifestation.
Okay. Well, like I say, I manifested this new career basically by just taking one step at a time and not knowing the final outcome. And I feel like I'm still evolving on that.
Mm-hmm.
I really never really know. I woke, it's like doing this radio show. I went to bed happy, and I woke up happy, and I had this certain sense of anticipation within me. And when I checked my email, there was this opportunity kind of waving at me in my inbox saying, hey, check and see if this feels good to you, you know, auditioning as a co-host for this radio show. So it felt like fun. I thought, well, this is a good opportunity to have a great experience. So then you and I connected, and now here I am on the radio with you and having a brand new experience. I don't know where it will lead, but I do know the experience has expanded who I am, and that's how my life is evolving. It's, you know, experiences to savor, to contemplate, or gain clarity from. And that's also the way I'm beginning to look at contrast. It's just something to contemplate or gain clarity from. It takes the sting out of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've manifested a lot of things on purpose, and like my husband, Bob.
You manifested Bob?
I sure did. I actually filled out an order form for him.
Oh, cool. How long is that?
That was about 8 years ago, actually, after when I left corporate America. I just decided, oh, I think I'll, you know, after about 6 months, I thought I'd like to manifest, you know, a companion. I didn't really know if it was going to be a husband. I just wanted a life mate. And I actually filled out an order form. I made a list of all the wonderful qualities I could think of. And then I put them into two categories. I said, these are the must-haves, and then these are the would-be nice.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so I signed it and witnessed it and said, it's done. And then I just went about living my life. I didn't think about it or worry about it. And I just kept following my joy. And that's how I met my husband, was at an event about gemstones, which we both had an interest in. And we clicked immediately. In fact, it was so quick that it actually frightened me. He really pursued me. And
wow.
A few weeks into our relationship, I remembered that I had asked for it to be that way. I really wanted someone who was really, really sure. So when it showed up, it sort of frightened me, which is funny because, sometimes I manifest things and then I remember, oh, I asked for it exactly that way.
So let me ask, how was he with the qualities? I mean, did you get every single one or two out of three or?
I think I got all of them.
Oh, wow.
I know I got all of the must-haves, and I got most of the would-be nices.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Yeah.
So okay, ladies, you hear that? It is possible. It is. It works.
Yeah.
So
I let go of it. I just asked for it, and then I let go.
Yeah, then that's the key, let go.
And I didn't look at every man who I met was like, oh, is it him? Is it him? Because when I met my husband, I was just in a really great mood that night. I wasn't even, that was the last thing on my mind. I was just in my joy, and which is why it made it so much easier for us to meet, I think.
And you weren't in your lack. You weren't focusing on the lack of a husband or a lack of a life companion.
Definitely.
You were totally accepting of your life right then and there. You were totally happy where you were,
yes.
Knowing that eventually it's going to happen.
Yeah, I felt it. I just had that knowing that, you know, if I chose, there was no reason that I wouldn't have a companion.
No. And there you go. There you go, ladies.
You know, I've always read that we have, like, potentially 20 to 30 or 40 or 50 ideal mates out there. So I don't know how it all works out. But
wow. Well, you know, I mentioned ladies, but there's a lot of men out there, too, who are looking for a mate.
Yes.
So, sorry, I forgot you guys. Well, anyway, I think that fulfills our night. And what a fantastic night it has been. Just so informative. I really enjoyed you being on the show tonight with us.
Oh, I did too.
You are just terrific. And again, please go and vote for Elise. At the Yahoo site or on the host page. And Elise, thank you so much. You have brought so much information, and you're just a true joy to talk to.
Oh, well, Julie, thanks so much for the opportunity to be on your show. I've loved every minute of it, and I want to wish you continued success during this contest period and have fun with all of the new co-hosts that try out, and remember me.
I will not forget you, I promise.
Okay.
You were great. Okay, and then for all of the listeners, tune in next week for another wonderful segment with Maria Gam. All right, thanks so much, Elise. I'll talk to you soon. Good night,
thanks,
everyone.
Julie. Good night.